Books and Arts. Persian Music. Stream of Consciousness. Niche streaming services help Iranian musicians find their audience.
The work of Mim Rasuli, a musician based near Tehran, is rich in Persian and Western influences. In Fastalgia, one of his best-known tunes, Mr. Rasuli mashes up songs by Sayyid Javed Zabihi, a muezzin from the time of the Shah, Mohammad Reza Shajarian, one of Iran's greatest cultural treasures, Archive, an alt-rock band based in London, and Arms and Sleepers, a trip-hop group from Boston. The result is a dreamy, nostalgic track meant to evoke a time when the Ramadan fast began with Zabihi's call to prayer, and the iftar, or fast-breaking evening meal, was accompanied by Shajarian's thundering voice. Zabihi was murdered 2 years after the revolution of 1979. Before he died last year, Shajarian boycotted state radio to show support for pro-democracy protesters. Listeners can still stream their music on Spotify and similar services. But Fastalgia itself is not available. Nor is anything else by Mr. Rasuli, or indeed any Iranian musicians living and working in Iran. The reason is simple. Sanctions prevent Western companies from engaging in commercial relationships with Iranian entities or individuals. Mr. Rasuli says he would love to be on Spotify, itself not formally available in Iran, but instead puts his music online for nothing. His songs can be found on his personal website, YouTube, SoundCloud, Telegram, and Navahang, a Persian music streaming service. "I didn't choose them," Mr. Rasuli says of this last outlet. Rather, after Navahang began posting his music of its own accord, he sent it more. He receives no payment in exchange. Based in Finland, Navahang was set up in 2015 by Siavash Danesh, a refugee with an app built in India. With roughly 2 million users, it is a small outfit that focuses on the Iranian underground scene and female artists. The service is free, registration is not required. It carries advertising, but its size and the fact that many listeners are in unprofitable Iran mean revenues are modest.